LeVar Burton knows he will be remembered for three specific roles, playing Kunta Kinte on the TV series Roots, donning a futuristic visor to become Geordi LaForge on Star Trek The Next Generation, and perhaps most importantly for millennials and Gen Xers, hosting Reading Rainbow. Burton has embraced the fact that so many people strongly associate him with those roles, as he told NPR's Rachel Martin. Burton appeared on NPR's Wildcard, the show where guests answer questions at random from a deck of cards. Questions about the memories, insights, and beliefs that shape their life. Here's Rachel.
Round one memories. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, let's go. So, three cards.
Yeah.
And you pick one, two, or three.
Three.
Oh, what do you admire about your teenage self?
My teenage self had this unshakable belief that everything was going to work out okay. That everything was just going to be fine, you know. That I was going to, you know, move to Los Angeles, study theater, graduate with a degree, move to New York, hustle my way onto the Broadway stage, and, you know, and have a career inspired by Ben Vereen, right?
I mean, you sort of did that.
Well, yeah.
So it wasn't like false confidence.
No, but that's what I admire about that kid. That's what I admire about him.
Yeah.
You know, the odds were so stacked against him. And had he really understood what his expectations were, I mean, really understood them in terms of the real world and how things generally work out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was focused and he trusted. And boy, did he manifest.
We are on to round two. In this round, we're focused on insights, stuff you're working through right now. Three new cards. Pick a card. One, two, three.
I want to go one.
You're feeling one.
I am.
Has your idea of success changed over time?
Yes. Oh. I used to embody success unconsciously by how busy I felt and how busy I was. Now, I feel that success is spending my time well, which, and what that means to me, what that looks like is a balance of work and leisure, work and rest, because I recognize at this stage in my life that although I have a lot of energy, there's a limit to it. And the older I get, the more important it is for me to create that balance of activity and recuperation.
Yeah.
My job, I've come to the conclusion that my job is to be LeVar Burton, and I love my job. And as it happens, my job requires a lot of energy going out, right? Mm-hmm. It's energy output.
You get that.
And unless I recharge this battery, it's not good.
It's interesting, though. You got so high so fast, right? Like after Roots, you were up here.
I was 19.
Yeah, you're 19. And you're still like a kid. And so I wonder if your definition of success, that epiphany of realizing you need balance, you got to conserve, you can't just soar or you'll burn out. I wonder if that had
that was experiential.
Evolve. Yeah.
I had to learn that.
Because it's a long life, God willing.
Exactly. And I think one of the gifts of Roots was that I had to come to terms with, you know what? I may never do anything as big or as important or as impactful as this, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm 19. You just need to manage your expectations. No, seriously, about what's going to happen next, because clearly, A, you don't know, and B, chances are this may be the pinnacle. It may be. So, yeah.
It wasn't. There were many.
No, it turned out not to be, right?
Yeah.
And that's the miracle of my life, that it wasn't the only leg on my stool. I have these three jewels, I call them, in my career crown, in Roots and Reading Rainbow and Star Trek. And I think the part of the beauty of that journey for me is seeing that as a storyteller, I've been able to portray the Black experience in America from our enslavement to the stars. And LeVar, the Reading Rainbow guy, is absolutely in the middle of that continuum. And so to really plot the trajectory of Black people through time and space in this roughly 20th, 21st century time frame.
Wow, that's very profound.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah, what a gift. Yeah, what a gift. What a gift. Who gets to do that? Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm. Okay, we are on round three. This is the final round, and for this one, we're getting into the big stuff, the really big stuff. Three new cards.
Yep.
One, two, three.
One.
One. Have your feelings about God or a divine power changed over time?
Mm-hmm. They have. I was raised a Catholic. And so I was raised with the idea of God as vehicle for punishment. Right?
Yeah.
And that has definitely changed over time. I'm much more in the camp of we are a part of God. God is a part of us, right? We are spiritual beings looking for an experience of God. We are actually God beings having human experience. And that just makes sense to me, that we are a part of the all there is. This cosmos is about mystery and infinity, and those concepts are as vast as God is. And I guess for me, it makes more sense. It's comforting to me to feel like that I am a part of that, mm-hmm. not apart from, not separated from, but...
And the ambiguity is okay. It is not unsettling to you.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. Faith is about reconciling the ambiguity.
you sort of have had to make peace with me.
You do.
That's the whole rub. Yeah.
It is. That belief in the absence of proof is what? Faith.
Mm-hmm. So we should just point out for those who don't know, this was going to be your thing. Mm, I mean, mm-hmm. you were going to go into the priesthood.
Yeah, I studied for 4 years, yeah.
Did you, and it was that punitive God that mm-hmm. at that time,
mm-hmm.
you didn't have this bigger definition?
No, I did not. No, it was my concept of God was formed by the catechism of Catholicism and those precepts. And then as my world expanded and as my thirst for a deeper understanding of the world expanded, so did my idea of God expand.
That was LeVar Burton speaking to Wildcard host Rachel Martin. You can listen to more of that conversation by following the Wildcard podcast wherever you get your podcasts.